We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, y'all. It's Vlad Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Wednesday hump day. And, I'm going to probably release this on Thursday, but I'm just getting out of the way today so it's over and done with. And then I got to deal with any time later. Not to mention I'm working from home now, so I don't have to, you know, drive or deal with too much. Anyways, this isn't going to be that big of a podcast. Although I should make a bigger one, but it depends how it goes. So let's get to all this. Pitt obviously faces Duke this weekend, and it's 11:20 a.m. kickoff. Well, from where I'm at, you know, I'm Central Time Zone. You guys will have a 12:20 kickoff and look at both teams. Duke comes in after starting the season off 4-0. They've lost three straight to Miami, Virginia, and Florida State. Their first four wins were NC Central, Northwestern, which blows, Baylor, and UNC. So let's look at these four teams they beat. Northwestern sucks, for one thing. They're just not good this year. Penn State took care of them. Baylor is just bad. And North Carolina is just bad. So they lost to Miami. Miami, they're always going to lose too because Miami just has better athletes. That's the same thing with Pitt as well. Pitt beat them once. It was because of Al Golden was the coach. And they probably would have beat them a second time in a row if Miami didn't fire Al Golden before all that mess happened. But Miami always has good athletes. Doesn't, you know, they can suck, but they always have good athletes. And that's always been our problem. But they lost a close game. The last two losses were close by a touchdown. Virginia and Florida State. For one thing, Florida State isn't really that good this year. They were, then injuries hit after the Bama game, and that was just not that. Virginia seems to be on a resurgence, so that's one thing to monitor closely with them. But pretty much, Duke saw offense pretty much. They supposedly had a well-oiled rushing machine, but they've ran to better competition, and they can't run the ball as well. But of course, they got to face Pitt. And that's a different story. Pitt obviously isn't that well-oiled on defense. Well, they're not bad. It's just when your offense can't do dick, you're going to have a bad time. And, of course, you know, one thing you could say what's hurt Pitt through this whole stretch is they haven't had a bye week. I mean, Duke hasn't either, but... So, I mean, it's a like kind of lame excuse to use, but for Pitt, they kind of need a bye week, given what they're dealing with. You could say Rice was a bye week, because Rice sucks, and they worked things out, it seemed. They worked out the kinks in that Rice game, especially on offense. Then Max Brown got hurt the next week against Syracuse, and then we were back to square one all over again. And that's where we are now, but... A lot of uncertainty with Pitt offense now. Well, there's no really a running game to begin with. Nobody's really stepped up on that end. And, of course, quarterback. But then he did have a bad line last week, but he got pulled with the team being down 7 points and that, you know, late in the game. And that creates problems there when your coach does that. So... I really don't know what to say how this game's going to go. On paper, you could say this could be an evenly matched game. because Duke can't really protect their quarterback either. But at the same end, Pitt really can't do anything because they can't run the ball. At least Duke can run the football. Pitt can't. So it's whatever Duke is dealing with QB protection-wise, multiply it by 10 with the Pitt offense. But, you know, Duke obviously likes to spread the field as well, which is an obvious pain in the ass for Pitt. Then again, there's a lot of stuff that's an obvious pain in the ass for Pitt when it comes to playing defense. But I'll keep it short and sweet because I'm not going to dwell on this too much because there's not much there really to talk about, you know, in this game. You know, after Duke Pitt has home against Virginia, and you know, if Pitt really wants to exercise their demons, this would be the game to do it. Rice, I thought they exercised it, but of course, we lose our starting quarterback back to square one, and plus we couldn't run the ball either. That was one glaring thing about the Rice game is we couldn't still run the football. And we just haven't been able to resolve that. And until we do, it's going to be more of the same, you know, on offense. So Pitt could use this to exercise his demons a little bit. I wouldn't bet on it. Given Pitt's recent luck against Duke and, you know, last few years, that hasn't, you know, I wouldn't bet on it. I mean, we won last year, but barely. So who knows what happens this year. I'd love to see a Pitt victory, but I think Duke wins this one by a touchdown, maybe 10 points. Then again, I would love to be an optimist and say they're going to win this game, but I'm really not optimistic about it. I think they lose this one, and that's that. So looking at the weekend of college football in the ACC, obviously your big match, you have some big matchups here, I guess. Well, nothing too critical. Miami and Syracuse, obviously a big matchup there for both teams. You know, Miami's ranked number 8. Syracuse comes off a big win against Clemson. They got to go at Miami. So that's actually going to be a really good game to watch because Syracuse obviously is on a roll right now. I know they beat Clemson without their starting quarterback, but they took advantage of it and they won it. So, I mean, that gives you all the confidence in the world. So they got to go to Miami with that one. North Carolina at Virginia Tech. Tech should win that one easily. North Carolina is just down year. Georgia Tech and Wake Forest actually should be a really good game. Wake's been playing really good this year. They're still obviously rebuilding. You know, programs like Wake, it's not going to happen overnight with them. But once they get rolling, they're going to get rolling. They're going to be competitive again. But Tech, you know, they lost another heartbreaker, and you know, if they could finish, they would be undefeated. They're probably in the top 25. I mean, Tech is probably better than what their record is. Well, actually, well, not probably. They are better. But Paul Johnson, a lot of people have been talking about him to Nebraska. It would kind of make sense because Nebraska's identity has always been the option attack. And he would bring that back to Nebraska. But one thing he's going to need is he will need to be able to recruit athletes to do it. So he's going to have to probably bring in some guys who can recruit. Because, I mean, Nebraska, I mean, they still live in the Tom Osborne years. And they haven't been good in a long time. I mean, they had some. They had a brief resurgence under Bo Pelini, but they won some. They won a bunch of games under Pelini, but they could not get over the hump. You know, they couldn't get past Texas when they left the Big 12. They went to the Big 10, and they just couldn't go upwards. They won games. It just, you know, of course Bo's mouth got him fired, and Nebraska replaces them with Mike Riley, which made no sense whatsoever, not hire at all. I don't get it. But they're going to have to, you know, score big here. I mean, you know, Steve Peterson came in there and he fired Frank Solich after a 10-3 record. Brings in Bill Callahan to overhaul the offense. Then Tom Osborne comes in, gets rid of Callahan, fires Peterson because obviously that, you know, it, that marriage wasn't working anymore. And you know, I remember talking to some Nebraska alums, you know, through work, and they actually liked Steve Peterson as a person. They thought he was a nice guy, a great guy. It just, he wasn't cut out for the Nebraska job. He was in whatever he wanted to do, he was in over his head, they felt. He was better suited for other things. So, the rest of the slate, you got Virginia and Boston College, and Virginia, I think, will probably take that game as well. Louisville and Florida State should be an intriguing matchup. You know, Florida State will give Louisville all they can handle, but Louisville should come off that one on top as well. You know, other intriguing matchups, you got Oklahoma State at Texas. Oklahoma State in the top 10. Texas has been playing really good under Tom Herman, and you know, people cracked a lot of jokes about him early in the year after they lost to Maryland. But he's got them playing better, and not sure if they exercise the demons here against Oklahoma State. I think they'll give them a game, but Oklahoma State will probably pull that one off. Alabama and Tennessee, that game is going to be a blowout. I'm not sure what happened with the Tennessee under Butch Jones, but it just, I never really expected Tennessee to get over the top with Butch Jones at all, but I expect them to sink as bad as they've done this season. And, of course, two other intriguing matchups. We got 19th-ranked Michigan at Penn State. College game day will be at Penn State, so that should be a big thing for them. A lot of people are obviously picking Michigan to win because Penn State hasn't really played anybody all year. They played Iowa. Iowa's always a tough game for them. I mean, they're no juggernaut, but playing at Iowa's always been a pain for Penn State. Playing Iowa in general is a pain for Penn State, if you look at the history. But they pulled that game off. Michigan, I think, will give them a game for a bit, but Michigan does not have the offensive firepower that Penn State has. So I think Penn State wins that one. They pull away probably by 14 points, maybe more than that. I think at least 14 points that they win by. USC and Notre Dame, that's an intriguing matchup. Notre Dame's actually been playing a lot better. They've been kind of under the radar, and I think a lot of people just haven't taken Notre Dame serious this year because there's really been no reason to take them serious. You know, they win a bunch of games, and then when the competition gets better, they fold, and plus last year they had a losing record. So nobody's really been taking them too seriously, but they're 13th ranked. They're playing USC. That's going to be a good game. And USC, they've been kind of, a lot of times, been winning a lot of close games when they should be blowing out opponents. But maybe Sam Donner probably stays on the year because I don't think he's totally ready to take that, take the next step. He's got all the tools. It's just he just doesn't have it. And I think, like I said in previous podcasts, that Penn State game put his stock all the way up, but he just has not been able to handle it. And really, that just closes out, the rest of the slate. Of course, there's LSU and Ole Miss, and LSU should be able to win that game on paper. Ole Miss has been the tank since all the garbage that happened before the season. But anyways, that's all I got for this podcast. Like I said, not much. I wasn't going to talk much on Pitt Duke today. There's really not much to talk about. As far as the rest of the season goes, after this game, they got Virginia. I mean, the only thing you can hope for Pitt is, one, they somehow get the offense going somehow, some way, or they catch these teams getting a little, overlooking them and just not getting up for those games. But there's still some, I guess you can say, hope that Pitt can get a bowl game, went out and go 7-5 or 6-6. I get that, but it's not happening. I mean, I would love to be wrong, but it's just not happening with this team. whatever it is, I don't care if they make a bowl game. Just whatever you got to do, make this right. And then, you know, pack up for next season. And, you know, I'm not sure how the fan attendance is going to be, but obviously the fans will probably pack it up as well. And, well, there's some, you know, decent slate of college games this week. So enjoy. Hell to Pitt next time.